This is the Middle Country Public Library podcast. Hello and welcome. Did we frighten you from the start there? Hello, how's everyone doing? I'm Sal DiVincenzo here in the studio with my fabulous colleagues, Sarah Fade, Nicole Rambeau.
Hello.
And we're very happy that you're here with us. We hope that whatever we talk about today will be informative and educational and entertaining and all that good stuff, right? That's what we do here at the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I hope so. Who wants to go first this week?
I'll go first.
All right. Yes. Sarah, yeah. You go first. What you got?
Okay. So.
Look at this.
I know I've talked about this in the past, but I do foster animals.
Mm-hmm. You do?
And I have one right now. His name is Fenn, and he's really cute. He's a Pomeranian.
Okay.
I don't know what his name is short for, but so sometimes I'm like, I'll look up on AKC.org about different
dog
breeds.
Do you want to put his picture up? We could put his picture up.
I'll
all right. Here's his picture. There it is. There's his dog.
Super cute.
Yeah. So we do have some resources. But also, I want to talk about most popular girl dog names and boy dog names.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
So trending girl. This is new. It's 2024.
Okay. Nice.
So they say there's the popular ones that are go out of fashion, which would be Bella from Twilight.
Oh, nice.
Taylor.
Okay.
Willow, Abigail, Marjorie. I don't know what these are from. Leia, Star Wars.
Yeah.
Any of the Princess Disney characters.
Of course.
Characters. Nala and Minnie.
That's a popular one, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, their tips on how to choose a girl dog's name. Ready?
Ready, go.
Choose a name with one or two syllables.
If you watched last week, you know what that meant.
I personally didn't need that reference, but some people do. These are easiest to say and short enough to keep your girl dog's attention. I'm not going to keep saying girl dog. Your dog's attention. Consider a puppy name with hard consonants, which may be easier for dogs to hear than sibilant sounds like Gracie or Bailey.
You nailed that, sibilant.
Try not to choose a puppy name that sounds similar to a command. So avoid names like Kit, which sounds like sit, or Poe, which sounds like no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When a dog hears her name, it's a signal that whatever is coming next is meant for her. So use her name frequently in a positive context so she doesn't associate it with punishment or anything negative or scary. So don't, like, yell her name when you're reprimanding.
Don't yell when you're reprimanding?
Her name. Don't yell the dog's name.
So don't say, bad dog, bad Taffy, bad Abigail.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, that's weird.
Don't name a dog something that sounds a lot like the name of another family member. So if your daughter's name is Annie, don't name the dog Franny.
Or I would name the dog the same name.
Annie.
Yeah, Annie and Annie. Annie, get in here. It's time for dinner, and they both come in here.
It saves you.
Right? It saves you money, right? Yeah. And if one doesn't work out, you can give all the nameplates and all that kind of stuff as well.
Yes.
Daddy, why does my ball have my name on it? Shut up. Where's the dog?
Oh my God. Okay. Okay, so this is a list of the top 100 girl dog names. Okay, ready?
Oh, but you're not going to give us all 100, right?
No, I'll give you the top 10.
All
ready?
Right, very good.
Which I'm surprised because I thought Daisy was up here, but it's not in here.
All right.
Oh, that's, but that's, I don't know if it's going like this or going like this.
Oh.
Okay, so Luna, Bella, Daisy, Maggie, Willow, Lucy, I know, Bailey, Rosie, Sadie.
A lot of E's at the end there, like E sounds.
Lola.
Okay, here we go.
Molly, Ruby, Nova. Okay?
Lola.
Lola.
I knew a dog named Lola.
Song, right? It's a Kink song.
Yep.
La, 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 Lola.
Are those any? Well, we know you had Daisy. Anybody else?
Did I have any? Let's see. I have a Mabel.
Oh, yeah.
I had a Mabel. But that was a... that was a cat.
Oh, you have a Sissy. Mm-hmm.
Is that on here?
No.
Sadie, Rosie, Lola,
Sadie,
Molly,
I know a lot of Sadie
Ruby.
Dogs.
Yeah. It's very cool.
Yeah.
So let's see. If you're looking for a more original name for your girl dog and want to see clear popular female dog names, try out these unique dog names with a little link. So I'll put that in there.
Yes, we'll put it in the show notes. Yeah.
Okay. So real quick.
Are these the boy dog names now?
How'd you know?
I bet you Max is in the top 10.
Okay. So, let's see. Travis, they say. Top picks include Travis, I wonder, Ken, I wonder, Alan,
oh,
Loki.
Thor, yeah, my good friends have a Loki for their cat.
Yeah. So,
and then Anakin. It's Loki and Anakin are the cats.
Okay. So here are some of the top 10 male sounding names.
All right.
We have a Max.
Yes, we do.
Charlie.
Okay.
Cooper.
Yep.
Teddy.
Yeah.
Milo.
These just sound like people who work at the brewery in Patchogue. They have beards and they wear suspenders.
Ollie. Bear, Rocky, Finn.
Oh, Rocky's on there.
Finn, but not a Finn. Leo, Loki, Buddy, Zeus, Bruno, Duke. Tucker, Jack, Jax, Moose, and Gus.
I think Duke has to be a big dog.
Yeah. And King, we have a King. Oh, also, I had a Bandit.
Also a big dog.
Jack is my cat. Mike is my dog. I don't see Mike on here.
Yeah.
It's just interesting. I feel like...
Buster, I had a Buster.
And do you call your animals by the actual name that they are?
Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you?
You mean like nicknames?
Oh, they have nicknames?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then the nickname becomes the name.
Yeah.
Okay. But my nicknames for my dogs are their names, but in a cute way.
Oh, yeah. So like Joffrey's, start out like
Joffrey
that.
Joffrey Bean. Like Coffee name. Bean.
Oh, yeah. Joffrey's Coffee?
I say Joffrey Bean. Anyway. Anywho, okay.
Would you agree or disagree that animal names, pet names, I should say, in the last 10 to 15 years have become more like their owner names, like human names, whereas when I was a kid, the names were always kind of cutesy, funny, silly, and kind of like not like Mike. You know what I'm saying? They were like, you know.
I think it depends who names the dogs, because my niece named my brother's cat Mr. Pickles.
Yeah. And I'm not saying I'm not saying Mike isn't a bad name. I'm just saying
he came with that name. I'm just saying
isn't it interesting that like it's just regular names.
Okay.
So the most popular dog breeds of 2023.
Dog breeds. Is this from where'd you get this one from? AKL.
AKC.
Yeah.
This is all AKC. Ready?
Okay. Uh-huh.
So the top five are French Bulldog. Okay. That's been reigning for a few years. Uh-huh. Little Labrador Retriever.
Yes.
Number three is Golden Retriever.
Absolutely, positively, yes.
Number four is a German Shepherd.
Definitely.
Which you have.
Yep.
Number five is Poodle.
Interesting.
Okay. So now let's go a decade back.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
2013.
Yes. Uh-huh.
We have the number one is Labrador Retriever.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Number two is German Shepherd.
Okay.
Number three is Golden
Still
Retriever.
Still the top five people in the top five, yeah.
But four is Beagle.
Okay.
And five is Bulldog.
Interesting.
Oh, okay. I feel like Beagles were really popular.
Yeah. So that's interesting. All right. So, but what we really want to talk about, is tick season.
This is big.
Mm. Okay. So if you have any outdoor animals, even you yourself go out.
Yes.
The warmer winters that we have, the more terrible the tick season is. And the sooner it starts.
Yes.
Okay. And I have no trees in my yard and I got a tick in my yard. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. They live in the grass too.
Yeah. And they're on beaches as well, be like, they're on the beach.
They're everywhere. Long Island is a very bad spot.
Well, like
for
the deer, right?
Yeah,
like
we have deer everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like carrier.
And rabbits too. They love being on the rabbits.
Oh, well, yeah. They're low.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Low on the ground. Okay. So know which ticks to look out for, right? So there are at least 15 species of ticks in the U.S., right? Mm-hmm. So a few of these are considered harmful to humans and dogs. Number one, American dog tick.
Yes.
And this is very popular in where we are, Pennsylvania. They don't transmit Lyme disease, but they can give other serious deadly diseases.
Yeah.
All right. So then we have the Lone Star tick, which was down south, but now it's migrating.
Probably the most popular one now, right, here on the island. I feel like you see those a lot.
Yep.
And we have an episode about that, by the way. Mm-hmm. We should talk about the tick that bites you and then you can't eat meat anymore.
That's the Lone Star tick.
There you go.
Just terrible. Yeah. And the black-legged tick, which is the deer tick.
Okay. Yeah.
This is the Lyme disease tick. It's found all over here. Huge. Infestations have been found in Pennsylvania, here, blah, blah. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's important to remove the tick promptly and correctly.
Yes.
Use rubbing alcohol on the area and delicately remove the tick with tick removal tweezers. Because a lot of times, sometimes you'll remove the tick, but the head that burrows inside pops off and stays there, and that causes an infection.
Yeah.
It's disgusting stuff. So make sure you also remove the head. If you're unsure how to do this properly, have your vet show you. So, yes, I would invest in Amazon, your local store, get a pair of these just to have, because it's true, you want to have special tweezers for this. And you're definitely, I guarantee, like, I've had a tick on me. Have you had, I've had a remove a tick for my dog.
Oh, I haven't. I looked out.
Do you go out?
As an adult? No, I'm an indoor person. I'm an indoor cat.
And this is exactly why, because Nicole doesn't want to remove burrowed heads.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually got the service, which is ridiculously expensive, but it's totally worth it, that they come once a month.
Well, you're really out east, right?
Yes.
You have, like, oh, my gosh. Yeah.
My tick situation is awful.
Really? Yeah.
My wife had a tick go on her. She literally went down the sidewalk, down the driveway, went to the mailbox, got the mail, came back up, and when she came back in, she had a tick on her.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So some things you can do is check your dog for ticks daily, especially after you go outside. Keep your yard mown and remove tall weeds.
Yes, that's
wear long pants and socks, like your socks over your pants. And very important, like, obviously humans can't do this, but dogs, you can give them flea and tick meds. It's very important. I don't know, personally, I don't do that year round, but once, like March, I kick it in. And then, like, you know, a few months I you know, 'cause it's cold and they don't go out, but, definitely you should always do it and make sure you get reputable meds. I know they can be expensive, but trust me, you don't want your dog getting like...
Costco or BJ's, if you have those memberships, they actually sell them pretty really reasonable.
Yeah, there's colors, there's liquid drops. Mm. I give pills, but those you need a prescription for through your vet. But
it like sours their skin, right? Is that basically what it does?
I don't like it because your dog can have like hypersensitivity to it, and I just like I feel like the tick drops, or I don't want to call it the liquid.
Yeah.
It does stay on them, and then it's in the dog's in your house. So it's like, I don't want that on me, so I don't want it on my dog. But you can go to Petco, and they have like a vet service there that you can pay for, and then they will give you a prescription.
Yeah.
So, or you can just buy it directly from them.
Cool.
But it's very important if you have a pet dog that you care about, a cat, whatever. And also, you don't want them bringing in the ticks into the house and then getting on you.
That's
as
the worst.
Well.
Yes.
Because that can happen as well, that they'll travel on your pet and then.
Yeah.
You know.
Because your pet's like McDonald's and you're like the steakhouse. So the ticks are like, oh, look, a steakhouse.
Yeah.
And this
then
is better.
One time I don't even know, like, it was near my dog's ear. And I'm like, what? And I was touching it because I was like, what is this?
It looks, because when it's engorged, it looks like a pimple.
Oh, right? Or a skin tag.
Yeah, exactly.
Or I was is this, but like, ding, ding, ding. And I'm like, oh my God, it's a tick. Yeah. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, because they blow up when they look like a skin tag is probably the best thing. They look like a pimple or a skin, they're engorged with the blood.
They don't look like you.
They don't look like bugs.
Terrible. It's disgusting.
And that's what I see in my backyard sometimes. You'll see like a little bunny rabbit and you'll walk up to it like, oh, and they're like, oh my goodness, loaded with ticks.
Yeah. It's very sad. Yeah. Like if you go to like Smith Point, if you go to Smith Point Beach and you see like, majestic deers, you go up close and they're just
and they're
like
loaded.
Yeah. Well, it's very
sad. Stay away. Stay away,
folks.
Oh, my
God. I've never seen any of this.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hard. You feel it's heartbreaking.
What is the term?
Animals.
What is the term? Touch grass. What is the term?
What?
Go touch grass.
Well, because I'm too online.
Go,
Go. I'm too on social media.
You go touch grass, Nicole.
Yeah. Go touch a tick.
Go outside. No.
No, thank you.
No, but you have to spray. You do have to spray. If like at least me, my neighbors, us, we all have to spray.
Yeah. I'm near a pretty like built up. Like I'm right near the train station, so they're like building all that stuff.
Yeah.
And like I have the expressway.
You're probably okay.
I don't know if I'm near enough woodedness.
No.
Well, the thing is though, like they're building more parks, great, and they're building more apartments, great. But
they're
then
pushing out.
They're destroying all the habitat for these animals and like carriers and whatnot.
Yes.
So they're coming back more into suburban areas.
Yeah.
Neighborhoods.
All right. Well, thank you, Sarah.
Sure.
Very good. Nicole, what's this week's topic?
Speaking of touching grass, there's some books for kids who like to play video games.
Because you don't like to touch grass.
Yeah. If they don't, yeah. If they if you don't want your children infested by ticks, keep them in the house and have them play video games. I did actually have a patron the other day whose son was very, very into video games, like rattling off all the names. He's very good at them. He plays them all the time. And she was trying to get him to read, which, you know, understandable. I get it. And then she did ask me, she was like, oh, you know, what do you suggest for kids who to play video games? And I was like, well, you know, some video games have like these lengthy stories attached to them. So I'm like, turn on the captions, you know, and read. That's fine. That's fine. That works. You know, like any reading is good, especially when they're that young. And then if they're like a Pokemon or Minecraft or a Roblox player, like there's books that are those books that like about stories about Pokemon and stuff. And then you can always go on Novelist, which is what I did. I went on Novelist. It's one of our databases that you can access at home. And then you can even put in, if you go to advanced search, you can drop down. It's like subject, author, blah, blah, blah. And then there's one that says theme. Mm-hmm. And it's called like press start or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And then it gives you, I just did ages 9 to 12, and there's like 67 books that it gives you that are all like video game based.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was cool that you can like search by that theme. And then once you get into each book, they're going to have more read-alikes along the side. So you can kind of figure out what part of the story that they like. And then maybe you can move away from like video game related into like mysteries. Maybe like mysteries. Sometimes kids who play video games are like fact books. So we have like the I Survived books and books like that might be interesting to kids who like video games as well. So there's a ton here. The only thing I will caution, if you do use Novelist, it doesn't mean we have the book. So like it's not linked to our catalog.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean anything. Obviously, we can get it either. You know, from another library, we can order it. So it's not like a problem or anything like that. I just want to, because even I do this sometimes when I'm helping a patron. Like I'll go on Novelist and look, but I try to grab a bunch of titles because we might not have one of the ones because it's not linked to our catalog.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, but yeah, there's a ton on there. Nice.
Name some.
We have Invasion of the Overworld, an unofficial Minecraft adventure.
Oh, nice.
So those are the Minecraft ones. And then we have, and they also give you the Goodreads rating,
too, if
you're into that. Yeah. A lot of Minecraft ones. Glitch, this is the popular one by Sarah Greeley from Comics Rising Star. Sarah Greeley, a fresh and funny middle grade graphic novel featuring a girl who must save a virtual world and her own.
dun, dun, dun. More importantly, in the real world. Yeah.
Dragon Ops, invited to be beta testers at a fully immersive augmented reality video game theme park. Two siblings and their cousin find themselves trapped in a virtual environment that has been taken over by rogue AI dragons. And then graphic novels will probably be good for kids like video games, because obviously it's pictures and stuff, so they might like that as well. Tracked, or The Invisible Invasion. Jesse Rigsby has sworn off video games, but when Jesse is offered the chance to save his friend Mark, of course he says yes. Problem is, Jesse is invisible now, sucked into the world of Go Wild, a Pokemon Go-style mobile game.
Nice.
Yeah, so these are cute, so it may be a good place to start. And then, you know, if they don't like the book, they can put it down and pick up another one.
Yeah, sure. Like
it's not school. Like I was reading, you know, something. It's actually unrelated to this. It was about why kids don't like to read anymore. It's not necessarily has to do with phones and stuff like that. But one thing someone was saying was like, in school at least, books oftentimes comes with like a report, or they're reading it out loud, or they have to like read it for whatever reason. So like if they're out of school and they pick up a book, like as adults we do that all the time.
Yeah,
pick up a book and start reading it, we're like, that's not for me, put it down, pick another one.
Yeah.
So, you know, get a bunch, let them start reading it. If they don't like it, on to the next, no big deal, you know. So
yeah, they might not realize that because they're so used to, you know, kids are so used to just having to read.
Yeah.
It's required. Yeah. Not for the pleasure of reading.
Yeah. And you can absolutely put a book. It's called DNFing. Did not finish. Really, you DNF'd. When did you, if you go on like book reviews and stuff, it's like DNF.
That's almost like, what is that? TLDR, right?
Yeah, too long
didn't read. Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
Or TBR.
TBR, to be read. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Nicole.
You're welcome.
And that does it for another episode. You made it through. congratulations. If you're still here. If you are still here, you should hit the like button because that means something to us. And hit subscribe because we have some great stuff coming up. And it's nice you'll be able to join us every week and know what we're doing and see the other stuff that we're going to be putting on this channel. If you want to listen to older episodes or read our show notes, you can visit our website, mcplpodcast.com. And look, you want to send us an email? You could do that too. They still have email here. It's podcast@mcplibrary.org. So thank you so much for joining us once again. For Sarah Fade and Nicole Rambo, I'm Sal DiVincenzo. See you on the next show.